This recording, Democratic Republic of the Congo 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the home zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her aether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I always think about my old grandmother, who was my father's mother. I was very close to her. And since reaching about sixth grade, elementary school, that's elementary school back home, not middle school like here, from that time to, I would say, roughly my 11th grade, I would spend every single vacation in the village to visit with her. And that was probably the most delightful time in my life because I always wanted And I would prepare myself all the time. During the school year, I would just wait for that moment when the school closes, and I would jump and take the lorry that would take me back to the village to meet with her. And we'd stay together, just she and I, in her house. And she would teach me a lot of things about our traditions, about our ancestors, about traditional responsibilities, about how to hold some of the power insignia in my clan, for example, because without modernity, I would have been one of the traditional chiefs in my clan. So she would make me hold stuff that I never saw again. You know, all of them were insignias for only me could handle them. She and I, nobody else in the family was allowed to touch them, because the people who were handling them, the one who were allowed to handle them, have passed long time. And so she was the guardian of that. And so she was keeping them for me.